greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. Oh, yes. And if you have somehow found this podcast, after all of the... well, God bless you. So, it's amazing that anybody even can find this message out there. Somebody recently listened to this podcast. So, when the Faith Mix podcast goes out, it goes on to a bunch of different platforms simultaneously, because we've, you know, been able to set it up like that through our platform right now that we're using. And but, you know, in every place, just a handful of people can listen to it in each spot. But it's funny because somebody recently goes on to YouTube as well, and I was just reading the comments there the other day, and somebody was like, "Oh, wow, this is great. How long have you been doing this for?" It's like, look, we've been doing this for, what? I mean, publishing like this for at least 15, what, 2006 maybe? I got to go back and look, but probably like 15 years. And yeah, there was a time where there was a lot of engagement. There was a lot of people listening, a lot of page views, a lot of audios being downloaded. And as time's gone on and on all the platforms, you know, I mean, it's funny, my own mother who would like to listen is like, "Oh, I didn't know you put up a podcast." So, yeah, so I am not surprised if people can't find this message, aren't able to hear it. But so if you are hearing this, and you probably should be liking, subscribing, or visiting the website and downloading the audios, faithmix.com, because as time goes on and on and on, it's just been dialed back more and more and more. And I never really talk about it too much, because my process has been, you know, whoever this needs to get to will get the message. But needs a little bit of understanding on people's side as well, that there are definitely things out there that have been weaponized against God's people, weaponized against truth and messages going forward, against hashtags that might be used, against content that might be against the norm, and the things that the worlders want to be able to put out there. So if you are looking for certain types of content, then you need to make it a point to find it, to share it, to make sure that it gets out there. And I think something that we all have also tended to do in the past is maybe we listen to something, but if it's helpful or if it's useful to you, share it with other people. You know, because as you get those messages out, you also affect people's thought processes. You affect that collective thought on a matter, which also does have an effect on how things go. So it is important to circulate things. It is important to share messages. It is important to challenge the norm, the conversation, because by and large, the majority is historically has been wrong. And by and large, I mean, Jesus said, "Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there are that find it." So, just even in that, you are going to be in the minority, the true minority, the spiritual minority in this life. That's the real minority, by the way. If you are a truth seeker, if you are a follower of that which is real, if you are a lover of truth, if you are somebody that seeks the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you're one that's been fused with and in the Spirit of the living God, you're going to be the true minority. in this life. And that has nothing to do with your skin color. That has everything to do with who you are in the realm of the spirit. Because when you look at the realm of the spirit, that's what's real. In the realm of the spirit, that's who you're recognized for. You remember when Paul was casting out demons in the book of Acts, and that had the seven sons of Sceva, that whole experience? They saw him doing that, then they started trying to do the same thing. And they started going around and saying, oh, in the name of this Jesus whom Paul preaches, come out, right? They were doing that. And then one day, the demon turned and looked when they were engaged in this whole practice, and they said, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you? And it says that he turned and beat that man that was possessed turned and beat those seven sons of Sceva so badly they all ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Listen, it is a recognition in the realm and in the world of the spirit for what things really are. That's what counts. That's what counts. And in the realm of the spirit, here's another thing, right? Though you may be numerically a minority in the realm of the spirit, 1 plus God is always the majority. 1 plus God, when you are fused with the living God, you win. So never forget that. Never, ever forget that. You know what? God doesn't need numbers. In fact, he goes out of his way to get rid of numbers. Do you know that? He goes out of his way to get rid of... he goes to seek and save the lost. But he also goes out of his way to get rid of the looky-loos. The people that are just kind of hanging around the edges. The ones that aren't really there for the purposes that he has. I'll give you some examples. Gideon. You know, yeah, he started out with 30,000. God put him through a couple tests. Small things. Whoever's not into this, if you're nervous, if you're not there, you can leave. Okay, here's the water now. Okay. Who wants a drink? Well, who's lapping it up like a dog and who's cupping it in their hands and keeping their eyes on the horizon and aware and looking around and careful? You know, they recognize that they're in the middle of a battle. So they're not quick to just throw their face into the water. Okay? Who are the guys that cup the water in their hands? Gideon, those are your guys. Well, it's 300. Yeah, that's enough. That's all you need. It's all you need. See, God goes for quality over quantity. God goes for quality over quantity. He looks for quality. And that comes with submitting to his process. He recognizes what's in you, but you got to submit to his process so that what's in you can be brought out. You have to submit to the process of the living God so that what's in you can be brought out. And it's a painful process. But, oh my gosh, it's an amazing process. And when God's done, he's fashioned and made something out of you that is incredible. But you know what? Don't dismay being in the minority. Because you're on the winning side. You're on the side that has victory. Listen, here's another one. Elijah. At one point in his own mind, in his own thinking, he's like, I'm the only one left. How many of you felt like that? God had to correct him. God had to show him, nope, you know, you're not the only one left. Look, I've got 7,000 that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. I've got my people. I've got mine. They're kept in different places. They're hidden. They're there. but I have mine. You know, and God has His. And despite sometimes where you might feel like you're the only one, but God does have His people, and they are there. I mean, FaithMix.com has been a testament to that for you guys out there that have listened over the years. You know, we're here. And God gives us something to do to encourage you in your journey. So we do our part. And as we've gone in our journey, we've met brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. Amazing brothers and sisters in Christ. Doing incredible things. Following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Following God's guiding. Doing the things that God has for them to do. Absolutely amazing brothers and sisters in Christ. But, you know, in a lot of cases, we're surrounded. In a lot of cases, you know, we are outnumbered in the natural. If it was not for the hand of God working on our behalf, protecting us, leading us, guiding us, providing for us, if it was not for Him, we would not be able to survive for a moment. We would be devoured. We would get eaten up. But it's because the Good Shepherd watches over His sheep that we can continue and we can go forward. And that's the only reason. And that's why you put yourself in His hands. You put your trust in Him. You allow Him to lead and guide and direct your path. This is not about us, it's about Him. So if God would have you to be here and engaged, then it's on His terms. If God has for work for you to do, then you do the work that He has for you to do with a grateful heart. You thank Him for the opportunities that are there. You do all things as unto the Lord. If it seems like a menial task, then do that menial task unto the Lord. If it seems like a Herculean task and something that is beyond your thinking and your capability, well, He will give you the strength and the guidance, the wisdom, the knowledge, the power to act, the understanding heart to be able to do it, and everything in between. You do them unto the Lord. And just flow in the Spirit, especially in this time. This is an incredible time of transition. So you might as well transition. Change. Things that you don't have to do what you've always done. Things don't have to be the way they've always been. They do not. Whatever the pattern's been, you may have been in this particular pattern for the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. And this may be the time that pattern changes. And why not? Why not? Why not do it a bit differently? Why not change it? Why not shift? Why not? Why not close things out in a way that glorifies God? Hey, Moses was 80 years old, and then God said, then you got the burning bush. 80. So why are you trying to hang it up now? You know, the scriptures talk about this being, this experience of life being like a race, right? You run the race to win the prize. Okay. Well, I've got some experience with racing at different levels as a former athlete. When you race, you don't quit. When you race, you go through all the way through the end. You see guys that let up right before they get to the end, those guys get beat. You don't let up. You push through all the way through the end. To the end. Through that last moment. That's what they talk about when they talk about finishing strong. Finish strong. The people of God, we finish strong. We're not the type to... There's zero reason. zero reason for you, a child of the living God, to back down on anything. Listen, the worlders, they don't even know their own mind right now. They're literally going insane right in front of you. They can't even keep up with the overlapping narratives that they are being programmed with. They have no mind of themselves. They wouldn't know what to do if they weren't given a script for the day to do. They wouldn't know what to be outraged about. They wouldn't know what to what they're supposed to be attacking over, angry about, engaged on, crying over, happy about, placing on importance, whatever it might be. Where is your ability to think, to process for yourself? Where is your humanity? Where is your humanity? You know, it is that process that where we're able to work with the sensory inputs that we have, the things that come across our path, the things that come across our desk, that it is that process that is very human. And to make a decision, to make a choice, to walk with that. You know, the children of the living God, you are the true minority on this earth. But you exist in incredible power. Thinking back again, let's go to Elijah again. When the city was surrounded, and they came outside and they took a look, and Elijah had asked, because there was a man standing with him, he says, "Lord God, please open his eyes so that he can see that those that are with us are greater than those that come against us." And they could see the chariots of fire in the realm of the Spirit, of the forces of the living God that were now brought in to destroy those natural forces that had come against that city. Listen, if you could see in the realm of the Spirit what God has assigned and dispatched to be there for you, to be there with you, to help you, to support you, to bring you through, there would be no doubt. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And this is what the ancients were commended for. They believe God. All God had to do was say it, and that was enough. So we need to believe and trust and know that God has this. He's got this. And if you're fused with Him, then you got this, because you're one in Him. So with that, yeah, keep on keeping on. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. Keep on keeping on. The world is going to continue doing what it does, but you focus on the King and the Kingdom. Ride the wave. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Be aware but not distracted. God's in control. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you again really soon. All right. Bye.